You asked for it, you got it. Our Take 5 to Inspire podcast today is focused on coping during this time of uncertainty. Hello, this is Lori Ciccarelli-Stotko, founder and spiritual director for Transforming Lives Advocacy. Our public health officials have provided guidelines for our physical health with the outbreak of this pandemic, COVID-19. Today, I would like to share tips for emotional and spiritual health. As we shelter in place, take this time to reflect and to reset. Reflect on what you would like to do differently moving forward. This is an amazing opportunity to reset. It's almost like a universal do-over. My son said to me today, "The world has stopped and it's quiet. I can hear the birds singing." I actually thought the same thing yesterday as I sat outside drinking my coffee, listening to all the many conversations, the different dialects going on among the birds I had never heard before, because I believe we've been living in a time of chronic noise, constant chatter. My Take 5 coping tips are built around this time to reflect and to reset with these 5 R's: reinvent, regulate, reconnect, recharge, and rejoice. The first Take 5 tip, reinvent. Redefine. As I have reflected over the past 6 weeks of our country sheltering in place and speaking to many family members and friends, I realize that many are actually grieving how life used to be, which was very familiar. We could do life with our eyes closed, rote, routine. Now, we have been forced to intentionally make some changes, trying to create some new norms. It's unfamiliar territory, which triggers anxiety. When there is loss or change, we grieve. Loss triggers transitions, requiring us to reinvent or redefine, bridging our past to the present. Embrace this opportunity to make some healthy changes, to recreate who you are, and to redefine life. The second Take 5 tip is to regulate. What does that mean? To me, it's about self-awareness and self-regulation. We have an average of 400 emotional experiences each day. Maybe now with the pandemic, it's doubled, but it is how we react to those experiences that makes the difference. Our behavior, our boundary setting. So we really need to be mindful and have a plan in place. For instance, self-regulate. Am I going to react or am I going to respond calmly and respectfully in this situation? I like to live by the golden rule: treat others the way in which I would like to be treated. I also like to rate the situation on a scale of 1 to 10. Is this really a big deal? Have a plan as to what you will do to self-regulate. How will I handle this? I can laugh it off, walk away, count to 10, breathe in, and say a prayer or repeat a scripture. We need to be intentional so we are not caught off guard and be reactive. During this time of sequestering with family, it's very important to have a plan in place so that we continue to treat each other with kindness, dignity, and respect. Regulate to me also includes developing a schedule or a plan for the week, regulating the week. This brings order and structure to our lives during a time when things feel out of our control. It also provides purpose, and we all need purpose in order to thrive in life. Our schedules are very different now, and we need to continue to bring meaning to our days while we quarantine. For some of you now, working at home or homeschooling, or even both, your schedule is probably very overloaded, in which recharging is important to include in your schedules that I will address in a few minutes. For those feeling a little more lost, think about what you would like to accomplish and break it down into manageable, bite-sized projects. For example, for me, our backyard has been an eyesore for a long time and overwhelming if I look at the bigger picture. But I have broken it down to various little projects that I attempt each week, making sure I schedule at least 1 hour outside every day, soaking in the sun, either weeding, pruning trees, hanging birdhouses, or building a raised garden. It's been incremental and amazing how much I have accomplished over the last 6 weeks. I truly believe when this is all over, we are going to be experiencing a pandemic of cleaner houses, garages, and beautiful yards. It's crucial right now for us to redefine and to regulate. The third Take 5 tip is to reconnect. We were created with a relational identity. We crave connectedness, community. During this time of isolation, it's essential that we are intentional about connecting because isolation leads to depression and anxiety. What is the first thing done to prisoners of war? They are placed in isolation because it breaks down the soul. So reach out. Encourage one another. I have to admit, I am not a phone talker. I prefer conversations in person. However, I have had to make a goal each week to reach out by phone. I had to recreate a new norm. And virtual communication is all very new to me. However, after 6 weeks, I am on virtual gatherings almost daily, from group support meetings to book studies and Bible studies, or just reaching out to friends I have not seen in a few years. Go deeper. Take advantage of this time while the world is quiet to reconnect with God. Be still and know that I am God is an invitation to attune to His presence, a time for spiritual renewal and awakening. It's restorative. Some say, practice the pause. Take time to be still and listen. What is God trying to tell you? And take it a step further. Think about how you can still serve others during this time of sequestering. Serving decreases depression and anxiety as it provides a sense of purpose. Plus, it gets us outside of ourselves. Be creative by still maintaining social distancing. Here are a few examples. I bring in my elderly neighbor's trash cans. I have also made a game for my neighboring homeschoolers by painting rocks with funny characters and hiding them in their yards. And parents of homeschoolers, try developing a lesson with your children and have them teach it or tutor virtually to a buddy. What's the best way to learn? Is to teach. Plus, it's helping your children stay connected as well. We are living in an age of loneliness, an invisible epidemic affecting 60 million Americans, which has probably increased in the last 6 weeks, no doubt. Our need to connect is as fundamental as our need for food and water. So reach out and reconnect. The fourth Take 5 is to recharge. We give and give and give, and then our batteries are depleted, burned out. We need to recharge daily because we cannot give what we do not have. I love this comparison. When we fly, what is the number one safety tip? In the unlikely event we lose cabin pressure, please put on your oxygen mask first before assisting others. Burnout is caused by chronic stress that sneaks up on us, compounded over time. It's being called a hidden crisis, a dangerous public health epidemic that threatens not only the well-being of the workforce, but those in which we serve, because it spills over into everything we do. We are juggling so much. We have become a culture of multitasking, increasing overload, stress, and burnout. Did you know that the amount of information we receive in one day because of our technology now is more than the information one received over a lifetime back in the early 1900s? Stress impacts all systems, musculoskeletal, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and respiratory. Research shows stress untreated can lead to heart disease, cancer, diabetes, depression, anxiety, and suppression of the immune system. The U.S. Surgeon General reports 80% of non-traumatic deaths in this country are stress-related. I recently heard that low-grade anxiety is our new norm. How do you recharge? What feeds your soul? Do you like to read, draw, meditate, pray, dance, sit in nature, listen to music, write, color, paint, cook, sing, watch movies, play games, hike, garden, fly a kite, walk on the beach, journal, ride a bike, or climb a tree? Lean into your hobbies. Take a couple of breaks throughout the day to stop and to breathe, to practice the pause, to recharge. The meaning of feng shui is to harmonize with the surrounding environment. During this time of creating feng shui for your environments, like your homes and your garages and your yards, create feng shui for your soul, finding harmony within, balance. It's restorative. And the last take five is to rejoice. Where do you find happiness? Did you know that laughter releases endorphins, the feel-good hormone in the brain, as does walking, biking, swimming, and dancing? What brings you joy? A heart of gratitude brings joy and peace. Studies show that subjects who wrote down one thing for which they were grateful for every day reported being happier 25%. I like to encourage two spiritual practices. The first one is examine, E-X-A-M-E-N. It's an ancient spiritual practice of noticing God or encountering Him. I like to call them God winks. At the end of each day, rewind and reflect. Think about three times during the day where you noticed God and journal. This will also help you reconnect. The second practice is a gratitude journal. Look for blessings throughout your day and journal three times you are grateful. These practices make us stop and contemplate the wonderful things in life. It helps us to refocus. During this time of sheltering in place, take five. Reflect and reset with the five R's. Reinvent, regulate, reconnect, recharge, and rejoice. I encourage you to pick at least one R and try it throughout this next week. Take this time while the world has stopped and it's quiet to really listen and hear the beautiful songs of the birds. God bless.